The American Lung Association State of the Air 2017 report finds both good and bad news. First, the good. The report finds cleaning up pollution continues successfully in much of the nation, but it also says, quote, too many people in the U.S. live where the air is unhealthy for them to breathe, unquote. And the Valley is on two dubious lists, people at risk in the 25 most ozone-polluted cities and 25 cities most polluted by short-term fine particulate matter. Joining me to talk about this is Tony Wexler, director of the Air Quality Research Center at the University of California, Davis. And Tony, have you noticed there are particular trends over the past few years when it comes to air quality in this country?
Yeah, I mean, generally things are getting better, air pollution-wise. That is that ozone concentrations are going down, PM2.5 concentrations are going down. In some locations, that's leveled off. That's because we pick the low-hanging fruit first. That is, you know, the things that are easy to do to reduce air pollution, you do first, and then the things that are more difficult to reduce air pollution, you do later. It's just logical. And so the things that have been easy to do have been done, and the things that are more difficult have yet to be done or are being phased in.
When it comes to ozone, this report found that of the 25 counties in which the most people are at risk in ozone, 24 of them are in the West, including Maricopa County. I'm wondering if that tells you something about this part of the country, that we just have some ridiculous ozone problem that we have to deal with relative to the rest of the country?
Yeah, so a lot of the places that are in violation of the ozone standard are in California. And a lot of those problems are due to the topography here. You've got L.A., obviously a lot of people, a lot of emissions. But L.A. is also surrounded by mountains, essentially on three sides. You've got the ocean on the west, but the rest of it's pretty much boxed in by these big mountains. And that basically stops the airflow. And so all these emissions end up hanging out and cooking and creating ozone and other what are called secondary pollutants. That is, the ozone is not emitted into the atmosphere. The ozone is the result of reactions of compounds that are emitted into the atmosphere by cars and industry and whatever. And those two components are the nitrogen oxides and the volatile organic compounds. So in all these locations, if you have an ozone exceedance, it's because of emissions of those two classes of compounds. Now in the West, we are blessed with a lot of sunshine. And that sunshine makes the photochemistry cook more and create more ozone.
That obviously is the case here in Phoenix as well, as we're, you know, in a valley surrounded by mountains. Does that indicate maybe a need to take either different measures than other parts of the country, or take those measures and do them to a greater degree here than other places?
Yeah, it's the second one. It's basically taking the same measures and doing them to a greater degree. So we have to have a more strict emission standards in these places like Phoenix and in a valley and like Los Angeles, Fresno in California, that these mountains surrounding, these beautiful mountains surrounding them that we'd like to be able to see also, but they also trap the air. And so we have to be more vigilant about our emissions in order to reach the same clean air standards that we'd like.
Do these issues that we're facing maybe a little more extensively here in the West, but that other parts of the country are dealing with as well, do those cause greater health problems in this part of the country, given maybe the concentration of some of these pollutants in the air?
Yeah, so we haven't found anything inherently different about the nature of the pollutants in the different locations. The evidence so far is that particles in the atmosphere and ozone in the atmosphere affect people the same, independent of location, but the higher the concentration, the worse for your health.
So are we finding then that because the concentrations of some of these pollutants in the air in the West is maybe a little different than other places, as you've talked about, it kind of gets trapped in by the mountains and then cooked by all the sunshine. Is there evidence to suggest that the health outcomes are worse here than at other places?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So more people are dying, more people are having to go to the hospital for respiratory problems or people are dying from heart attacks primarily from the particles in the atmosphere. Yeah, there's plenty of evidence showing that this is a serious problem, and that's why there's EPA standards to try to get these concentrations down to save lives.
Do you find that when you're reading up on this or having conversations with people about this, that the primary focus of policymakers or advocates is the quality of the air itself? Is it the health of people, you know, breathing that air? Is it a combination? I mean, is there enough focus, do you think, on sort of the health repercussions of some of these air quality issues as opposed to just the fact that, you know, we'd like to be able to see the tops of our mountains and not have hazy skies as we look down on cities?
Yeah. These national ambient air quality standards, there is a, again, I'm using the same words from two different meanings, but there's a primary standard and a secondary standard. The primary standard protects human health. And that is really the most important and dominating factor in getting air pollution under control and reducing emissions that cause air pollution. The secondary effects are all important, but they're not driving the regulation as much as health.
Tony Wexler is director of the Air Quality Research Center at the University of California, Davis. Tony, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking me for this interview.